නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස. Okay, you are at a youth group, all here. So, the oldest one, how old? In the youth group? No, no, not to say that. In a group? No, I mean in a youth group. Youth group. From youngest and oldest? Of, Youngest 13, oldest 18. Okay, 18, 17. Very good. When our Dr. Wong is telling me that to talk to you all, which is a topic might benefit you. So I was thinking this might be a good topic, Buddhist EQ. I think it's more relevant for you all at your age. So what is EQ? I'm sure you know. What is EQ? Emotional quotient. EQ stands for emotional quotient. Or sometimes we just call it emotional intelligence. EI, they call it. EI. Actually, EQ as compared to IQ. Intelligence quotient. Emotional quotient. So, is this an important thing for us, for our life? What will happen when we lack EQ? What will happen? Can any one of you share your... Sorry? Yeah. Cannot mix with people. Okay. And, okay. What happened when we lack EQ? What are the symptoms we find in ourselves, in others? And can anyone share about your personal experience that you feel, for some reason, you feel it is because of lack of EQ, then you experience something? Anybody have this experience? No? Not at all? Because of lack of EQ, maybe we are not happy or anything. Do you have any experience like that? I'm sure there are plenty, right? Have you ever got hurt by people? People say something, you got hurt, right? Yeah. So when we got hurt, is it a problem of IQ or is it a problem of EQ? Mainly EQ, mainly EQ, when we got hurt. Do you have a problem like sometimes you feel peer pressure? Got or not? You know peer pressure? They say, can you understand? I'm sure English okay, huh? Or 你们要讲华语, Chinese. Anyone cannot understand Chinese? All can understand Chinese. It seems all the youth can understand Chinese, English. Okay, never mind, we use English, no problem, huh? But it's no problem if you express in Chinese also. I'm bilingual. No problem. Okay, 常常, huh? 我们的 EQ, 对我们的 EQ, 还有什么特征? Any symptom, anything which you feel... have you ever had the experience you have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm to start something? You want to do something very beneficial for yourself. Maybe a project, or maybe an organization work, or maybe something you want to start, we call semangat baru. The Malay say, semangat baru, you got the full enthusiasm. Then after some time, for some reason, somebody talk something to you, or just say something, or something happened, then suddenly you feel you water down. All your zeal, your motivation, your enthusiasm disappear. Have you got that experience? Got, I'm sure everyone also suffered some, maybe of such experience. And is it a problem of IQ or EQ? EQ. IQ also got a little bit. IQ, if you cannot have a proper IQ also, you cannot understand things correctly. So some people, they got the good things, but they think it is bad. This is lack of intelligence. Sometimes they have no IQ to understand. This is good for me, but they think this is bad. Then they throw away. Huh? They throw away. Now, that's a problem. There was a story about one person, you know. He got the Chinese, we call it 紫砂壶. You know, 紫砂壶, the very expensive kind of a pot, you know. You know, they use a 紫砂, the kind of very, I don't know, very high quality material. You know, very expensive kind of pot that they use for cooking, making tea or something. Huh? Very good. So, there's a cover to the 紫砂壶, and there's a 紫砂壶. So, this person is not a stupid person. He's a very smart person. But one day, you know, he find this, you know, the cover, you know, he lost the cover. So he said, now the cover is lost. So if you got a pot without the cover, it is meaningless. You cannot do anything with it. So he loved this pot so much, yeah? Like 古董, like they love it so much. Then he got fed up. Oh, I lost my cover. So it is, it's as good as not having it any at all. So he took this pot and threw out of the window. Okay? He threw out of the window. He said, well, fed up. He said, well, how can I lose it? Then I throw the pot out of the window. Then because of his, he got so fed up of losing this 紫砂壶, you know, the cover. Then tomorrow morning, you know, when he walked out, then he saw actually the cover was not, it was just somewhere, you know, just somewhere, you know, in the house. But if the 紫砂壶 already thrown out already, so he got very disappointed. No, he was very angry with himself. So he saw, what is the point of having a cover if my pot already destroyed? So he took that and threw out again, you know. Then later he discovered the pot was not destroyed. The pot was thrown out and hang on a tree, you know, in the front of the branch. So it is still good. But now the cover is destroyed. You know, cover is destroyed. So he got so angry with himself, so angry. So he said, now the cover actually, So what he did, he took the pot and stepped on it. Crack! You know, it already break already. Then later he found the cover again. You know, the cover is not destroyed, thrown out. So, at the end, he actually lost it. You know, he's not meant to lose it, but actually he lost the whole thing. Very precious one. You know. So, you see, what happened? Is it because he lacked intelligence he did that? Maybe you can say he lacked intelligence, but more because of emotion. Because when he was emotional, he could not see that, you know. The common sense will tell, well, it doesn't matter. Even you lose a cover, but there's no harm, you keep it for one side, you know. You just put it one side, you don't need to throw it out, you don't need to stab on it. But because of his, he got emotionally upset. So he got angry with himself, and angry with the pot, angry with anything. So he ended up doing a very foolish thing and spoiled the whole thing. Is it or not? So these people may say, well, is it a real story or not? I also don't know whether it's real. But it came out in the WeChat. It's one of the stories people share with me. So let's look at this message and ask ourselves in our life, have we ever screwed up life, 弄坏自己的生活, 搞坏它, just because of our emotional instability, 我们的情绪不稳定, then we spoil up, we screw up our life. Have you ever done anything like that? Yes. Sometimes good friendship also. We have friendship, but later, you know, because of sometimes suspicion, getting angry with people, or not checking it carefully, and then many people, when they're emotional, you know, I'm sure everyone also at one time or another get emotional, but some people, when they're emotional, 情绪来的时候, very confident, very stubborn, you know, that is a danger. That's why many people, they destroy their life. You know? Actually, our IQ cannot operate when we are emotional. Do you know why? According to the Buddha's teaching of Abhidhamma, you know the Buddha's teaching Tipitaka Sanzang ma? Three baskets. Isn't it so? One is Sutta, Jing, one is Vinaya, Lu, the other one is Abhidhamma, Lun, the Gao Fa. Chinese, actually, Lun is not the bad, it's Gao Fa, Gao Fa, Abhidhamma, higher Dhamma. So according to this Abhidhamma teaching, it is proven that when our mind is in an unwholesome state, pusan the thing, the wholesome mind, wisdom mind cannot arise. So this is the problem with emotional problem. 情绪. When you got emotional problem, then the IQ cannot function. The problem is people emotional, they think they are very confident. Oh, I'm right, this is wrong. They are very confident. They think their perception, 他们的知觉, 他以为他的知觉很准的。 They believe, oh, my thinking, my perception, what I think is correct. No. Never trust yourself when you get emotional. So now, this emotional intelligence becomes something very important. Because why? In life, unpleasant experiences should happen to everybody. 不如意的事情,不顺心的事情,一定会发生的. Nobody's karma is that perfect that everything is flowing according to your wish. Never. Especially when you grow up more and more. You know, life, you get involved in any relationship and whatever. No. People don't behave everything to just please you. No. You don't find such a person in the world. In fact, you also may not be able to please yourself all the time. So, at that time, if we get emotional, we get hurt, we get harmed, then we cannot help ourselves. We will screw up ourselves. Then start to do stupid things. You see, just like this person, he lost something, which is not actually a loss, just misplaced. But because of he act in a way that destroyed the present cause, 当下的因, 你再做一个东西, 破坏你当下的因, 当下的东西就破坏了, 那个东西好不好不知道, 现在你又在做破坏性的东西, so, then it will happen. You see? Actually, the result may not be so bad, but because you do something bad and add to it, then it becomes a problem. So now, when we come to learn the teaching from the Buddha, what we want to learn? 我们来学佛是学什么? You know? 我们学生活. We learn about life. Because the Buddha became the Buddha, attained Buddhahood, gave his teaching, it's all for our life. So that we live a happy life, we don't suffer. 我们不要苦. 学佛是为了不要苦, 不要痛苦. 所以, now the Buddha teach us how to live a happy life and not to live a suffering life. How? The Buddha employed a very important natural law in teaching us. Do you know what natural law is that? 你们知道佛陀用的自然界的法则来帮我们是什么法则? 你们知道吗? Guess. Karma, okay. Quite right. Yeah, 八正道, all this. Actually, in simple terms, just 因果, cause and effect. Because we suffer because of we got the wrong causes and we suffer wrong effect. You see or not? 因果. 我们做了苦因, 傻的因, 错的因, 我们就受那个苦果. Just like that. So now the Buddha is teaching us how to find happiness. And one of the very important thing to enable us to live happily and not to be hurt, not to suffer, not to do stupid things, not to harm ourselves, is EQ. But where you find EQ in the Buddhist text, Tipitaka? Can you find EQ? Because EQ is a new term, you know? It's a modern term. It's just a couple of decades only. I think only 20 years, less than 20 years, this term come out, EQ. Around 20 years maximum, I think. But the Buddha already thought about it. You see, the Buddha teaches how not to get hurt. The Buddha teaches how to let our mind function in the best way. How to guard ourselves, train our mind, the two aspects of the mind. One is the rational part, one is the emotional part. 一个是理性, 一个是感性. Both also the Buddha taught us how to train. When we talk about the intelligence part, the Buddha teach us how to develop sila, samadhi, panya. Right, huh? 戒定慧, see, huh? The word up there. Sila, samadhi, panya. We care so much about panya, wisdom. Why? Because when we don't have the wisdom, we will start doing things which, you know, which will cause us suffering because we don't understand natural law. We don't understand cause and effect. We want happiness, but we create the causes of suffering. 我们要快乐, 可是如果我们一直在造苦因, 你就不会快乐。 所以这是很重要, so like that. So now the Buddha taught us how to develop our wisdom. Okay, this is a kind of special type of IQ. Okay, it's not only IQ, it's more than IQ. Okay, IQ you may still do harmful things yourself, you know, but wisdom you won't do that because of understanding natural law. Now we don't have the time to talk both. We talk about the EQ side. Then emotional intelligence, the Buddha actually taught long ago. You know what is that? Brahma Vihara. You know, Brahma Vihara. 四无量心, 我们叫凡住, actually is also for Appamanya. 四无量, 无量心, 慈悲喜舍, Metta, Karuna, Mudita, Upekkha. You know what is that? What's Metta? Loving kindness. What is Karuna? Compassion. What is Mudita? Sympathetic joy. Huh? Some people translate appreciative joy or sympathetic joy. What is Upekkha? Equanimity. Okay, good. Remember this, Metta as loving kindness, Karuna as compassion, Mudita as sympathetic joy, and Upekkha as equanimity. Okay. This is, later I will prove to you, yeah, you how, then we will teach you how to cultivate it. So how we will suffer. For example, now we come back to the story. This person, he got angry, he lost the zisahu cover, he eventually stabbed on it and break it, and eventually lost it. Okay. What is the factor that he lacks? Metta, Karuna, Mudita, Upekkha, which one he lack? 慈悲喜舍, 他少了什么? 舍. Right or not? 舍. Because he could not take it, he was upset. He could not take it. He loved this too much, but he could not accept it. And lost it. So he got affected. Okay? So if he was here, if he got a searching, then he would say, well, this is my karma. You know? Or if it is lost, it's lost. You know? I should not do new thing to destroy things. You know? So, well, it's lost, it's lost. Okay, this one I don't got a cover. I put one side. Never mind. You know? Maybe then eventually he might have discovered and found the other part and make it a whole again. You know? So this is what he like. So when you get hurt, what happened? You know? Sometimes when people say something bad about you, when you get hurt, what is the quality that you like? Okay, sir, also maybe a bit sir. What else? Actually, when people do something bad to us, what happened to that person? Is it something very good? His life is getting good by doing bad to us? No. He's doing causes of suffering, and he is going to suffer in future. Right or not? So, when what we will do, what happened, what should we do, what the Buddha teach, that we should regard the wrongdoers. How we Buddhists regard the wrongdoers, people who do the wrong things? 我们对那些犯错的人, 佛教徒是怎么态度的? Compassion, yes. Because why? You know this person do something wrong, and he's going to suffer for future. So if you can have a lot of compassion, not only for miserable people and for suffering people, you also can have compassion for people who do the causes of suffering. 不只是我们对苦的人我们有悲心, 我们对造苦因的人也是有悲心。 So when that happened, instead of seeing, oh, I feel bad, I get a loss, 我损失了, 我被伤害了, you have love for people, you say, oh, you should... He's so sad, you know, he's doing something so miserable and he's creating causes or suffering for himself, you know. So you are trying to help them, you know. If cannot help also, at least we don't hate a person. Hopefully the person's karma ripen quickly and suffer and get, you know. Last time that's what I did. That's what I did. When people do something very bad, I say, well, 等着瞧, 他的 karma 因果会快带来. Yes. Ah, that kind of an attitude, you know. But this kind of mind is no loving, is no compassion. You see, later we understand compassion. We say, no, you see, when people do wrong things, we should have compassion for people like that. So when you are that, you don't get hurt. Instead of paying attention to yourself, I get hurt or whatever, you can love people even in such a difficult situation. You know? And sometimes when you see people suffering, if you don't care, like mamu, that's a cruelty will arise in our mind. 残忍的心. 如果我们看到人家苦, 我们没有恻隐之心, we don't have the empathy for people, then it is, the mind is like stone. So it is no good. So it is, at that time we need to have karuna. Karuna. Then what about, just now you are saying that, because of no EQ, difficult to mix around with people, right? Why? What is the quality that we lack out of the four? Metta, right? You see, when you see a loving person, have you ever difficulty talking to a loving person? No. But you have difficulty talking to angry person, hateful person, right? Yes. So when you have a when you find a person very loving, then you find easy to associate. So the one factor we find very common among people who have difficulty associating with people is their lack of metta. When you don't have metta for people, very difficult. If you have a lot of metta, even actually you can see even among doctors also. Doctors who have a lot of metta karuna, they're usually more successful. Patients will love them and have a lot of confidence and trust them and feel very relaxed and trust in the doctor. But if a doctor is no compassion, then very difficult. So like that. So if you have a lot of metta for your friends, I'm sure you have no difficulty associating with people. Yeah, you have no problem making friendship. Of course, later you have to talk about how not to get hurt. If you have a lot of metta, if you have no wisdom, you know, then you can be people can take advantage of your metta also. So that's why the EQ cannot only have love. The EQ must have love and wisdom. And then the upekkha has the foundation is wisdom. The foundation of upekkha is wisdom. Later I'll teach you how to develop. Okay? Then what about, have you ever got jealous with people? Because some people do something better than you, study better than you. Have you ever got a little experience? Or people got praise? People got praise, and you don't get praise, right or not? What happened? What happened at that time? Sometimes it is easy to love people. Easy to love people when the person is miserable. Okay, so well, 他这样可怜，我帮他 help. one day 这个可怜的人比你更厉害啊 surpass you. Sometimes you find many people feel bad. I have an experience that some people who can be so helpful to me but cannot tolerate I perform very well. So such people I don't trust. I'm very careful. 这个是可以共患难的朋友。When you suffer, then the person is very helpful to you. But when you are good, this person is trying to bring you down because he cannot tolerate seeing you performing better. So, such a person, can you trust them? 你会信任他吗? No, you are afraid. Because why? In front of such a person, unless you perform bad, if you perform well, you better watch out. So, such a person also difficult. You cannot have trust among your friends. 所以也是得不到人家的想信任。So you see, in the Buddhist context, when you talk about love, there are three aspects. Metta, Karuna, Mudita. You really wish, Metta means you wish other people to be good. 我希望你好。Compassion, 悲心。我希望你脱离痛苦。喜心 Mudita.Appreciative joy or sympathetic joy. I wish whatever good thing you have will not be lost. So the metta will overcome anger. You know, anger destroys our human relationship, whatever. Then the karuna will overcome what? Cruelty. You're very cruel. See, people already suffer. You just no feeling for that. You don't wish to help people. People do wrong thing. You hope the person suffer.You know, you don't hope the person have good result. Okay. Then mudita overcome jealousy. Okay. Then upekka is based on wisdom. Because of understanding that all beings, they are the owner of their karma. They are the owner of the karma, right? Understand, huh? 我们是我们业的主人,可以明白吗? So this, we are the owner of our karma. So because of that, understanding,If I lose my pot, maybe bad karma ripen or maybe something, you know, or people want to steal it, never mind, you know, I don't need to suffer for it. So that's very important. So if you can think like that, then no problem. Then your mind will not be shaken. Okay? Metta, Karuna, Mudita, Upekkha. So the first three basically is love. Then the last one is actually based on wisdom. So how do we cultivate?Do you want to cultivate? Okay. Now, what is the difference between this metta and other type of love? Like, any one of you are falling in love now? 有吗?有些在谈恋爱的有没有? Shy to tell. Okay, lah, you shy to tell. I don't force you to confess. I'm sure some.Maybe you quietly and secretly, you admire somebody, whatever. That is very common. Those days when we were in a younger age, so sometimes like that. Now, what is the difference? When you fall in love, you love a boy or you love a girl. What is the difference compared to, is it?Now you say, oh, Bhante teaching me to develop this metta, loving kindness. You say, but you say, oh, some people say, I suffer a lot because I love others. So what is the difference between this kind of love? In the Buddhist context, the difference is very clear. If we love people with attachment, 执着,我们带着执着去爱人家, that is not called metta. That's called pema.P-E-M-A, Pema, in Pali, Buddha's language, Pema. 爱染的爱、啊、那个是 Pema. So 这个慈爱的爱、是 Metta. So Metta is supposed to be very pure. I tell you this story I've told along many times, but I think for you all, the first time you may not have heard about it, the younger ones. So I will tell you. There was one girl,She was full, deeply in love. Deeply in love with another boy. So, when they are at a young age, know, you fall in love. Love is everything. The person is the whole world. Nobody else, you know. So one day, this boy, for some reason, I don't know, he just wanted the end of a relationship. He did not want to continue it. But this girl already fell very deeply in, very committed. 还是山盟啊，还是什么了？ So she cried a lot. So what she did, because the mother also could not help, the mother also pitiful, oh, my daughter, every day cry, 以泪洗脸, so the mother said, okay, maybe there's a monk there. There's a monk in the monastery, he's wise. So let go, maybe he can help you. So the mother and daughter came to see the monk. So this daughter also thought, maybe the monk can help me. Why? Because some people believe the monk got special power. Maybe do something, recite, and then the boy will come back. So they came to the monk. So she came to the monk, she said, 师父, 我的男朋友不要我了, 跑掉了, 你帮我把他找回来。 然后 she cried. Then this monk, this monk, he knew, because he also fell in love in the past. So he knows, as a boy, he knows what kind of girls are lovely, what kinds of girls are not lovely. Monk can know also, you see, because even though they try to, when after you become a monk, you may try to not to fall into this kind of thing. You want higher happiness, want to be Arahant, the Buddha. Then he look at this girl, this monk. If I were to be her boyfriend, I would run away. This monk was thinking like that. Why? Because she was crying and crying, and cried so much already. Is a crying person very beautiful? You think also? Some people say yes. I tell you, some boys may come around and tell you, girl, when you cry, you're so attractive to me. I tell you, don't take the words for seriously, If you really believe and really cry whole day and whole night, he's definitely going to dump you. Definitely. Once a while, he will say, in order to please you and say nice words to you, say, well, girl, when you cry, you're very beautiful. Nonsense, I tell you. Never believe in that. Once a while, he may say, but if you keep crying and crying, crying, you can never be lovely to him, can never be attractive. Okay, I want to tell you this thing. Because it's very relevant to you. Here are more girls here. Maybe, most likely, one day it happened to you. And don't get it wrong. Listen to me properly. This story is very important. This is EQ, very important EQ. So this boy was thinking, this monk was thinking, well, if I were to be the boyfriend, I would run away. Because so dangerous, so difficult. Because he's mad. He's just crying, nothing. So the monk told this girl, life, everything is a cause and effect. Why you fall in love? You fall in love, you like this boy, because you believe, you feel he gave you happiness, right? Right or not? Sure or not? Will you fall in love with someone who give you a lot of suffering, who look at you and talk to you and dig your nose like that? Will anyone fall in love with anybody like that? No, right? Usually you say, this person look like handsome, talking nicely, good, confidence, brave, everything, right? So you feel happy, you feel bright in front of this person, so you fall in love with him. Similarly, if a boy were to fall in love with a girl, for what reason? 如果你们爱上一个女生，你觉得会是什么原因？ It must be lovely, right? Are you going to fall in love with a girl who every day, do all the stupid things and, cry and cry and cry? You cannot. You just say, it's horrible, it's all low energy. 低能量, 你知道吧? When it's low energy, same. So I told the girl, I say, same. You associate with the boy because you think the boy gave you happiness. At least bring positive energy to you. So you like to stay with him. But from another side, he If he wants to stay with you and love you, it's because you are lovely. But if you are not lovely and you are crying every day, then he's going to run away. Because he won't find happiness. Yes, you say, I find happiness when you are around. But he will say, no, I don't find happiness when you are around. So I tell you, this kind of love is always some kind of selfishness is there. If you want selflessness, selfless love, you go to the Buddha. Right? If you want to go to the Buddha, Buddha never marry you. You know? You'll be a nun. You'll be kuni, a siale. Okay. Now, I explained to her. I tried to give her EQ, you know, because I tried to help her understand that only when you are lovely, then people will love you. If you are not lovely, people will not love you. Because this is you cannot expect this to be selfless. The person will sacrifice his life, he will every day suffer just to make you happy. No such people in the world. Not possible. Not possible. So, especially boy-girl relationship, not possible. So I told her. But you know what she answered me? Okay, if suppose you be to be the girl, what would you say? 你会怎么讲? 你会怎么讲? 如果你是那个 girl, 你会怎么讲? I tell you this girl, what she said to me? He said, 师父,你把他找回来, 我就会全部都会好起来。 If I only get him back, I will be normal again. I will be smiling. I won't be crying. I won't be. What is this? When you are going to plant a durian tree, I tell you, oh please, you must water it, cut away the grass, put fertilizers, you know, and then you get the fruit. You must do this diligently, right or not? Then. Are you going to get any farmer going to answer you? If I get the durian, I'm going to work very hard to water it and fertilize it. If I get the durian fruit. 我吃到了榴莲, 我就很卖力地去种榴莲。 有没有这样的农夫? 没有。 But this girl was telling me, if she get this boy back, and her life will be normal, beautiful, she will be smiling, attractive as ever. Cause and effect 搞错了, 因果搞错了, 我得到了果, 我就会去种, there's no such thing. So that's all the monk was telling her, oh no, no, don't do that. But she could not get an EQ right, and IQ also not right EQ. But why cannot think straight? Because at that time I was emotionally crying already. So always, instead of thinking, how am I going to solve this problem, find the reason to solve it. She could not think already. Because no, the intelligence, IQ cannot function. Because the mind was thinking, oh, I feel sad, I cannot get what I want, I don't get what I want, sad, 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 sad. So the mind cannot think. So even though this is a very simple common sense, but the mind cannot think. The mind cannot think. Same. So people who don't develop EQ, when the situation happens, they are going to suffer. You see? So, at the time when you most need, 你最需要这个情商的时候呢, 你没有了情商, 那是最惨, 我们生命最辛苦的时候呢, 就是我们最需要情商, we have to apply our wisdom. So, I was quoting this example, because thinking that you all are youngsters, one day you are going to face this, you encounter this, so if you don't have this EQ, you are going to have problem. So now, the thing is, the Buddha teaches to develop not this way. Pure love. When you develop pure love, okay, it doesn't matter. You are kind to me, nice to me, bad to me. I will want you to be good, loving to you, taking care, helping you. So, and not asking anything in return. You give, no problem. I just want to be kind to the world. Then if you can have this kind of quality, you will find that you have no difficulty walking into any community. You have no difficulty. Most of the human relationship, no problem. Except one or two, maybe. The karma last time in the previous life, one is a rat and one is a mouse. Huh? 老鼠跟猫. It was a 老鼠跟, 不是, rat. One is a rat, one is a cat, you know. 猫跟老鼠 then difficult. But other than that, if you have a lot of love, then usually, yeah, your human relationship, any relationship will be good. But provided it's a pure love. It's a pure love. It is possible to cultivate such a love. Why? If you understand cause and effect, 如果你相信因果，你知道有因果，那你就会知道这种真心待人，不要要求什么回报，你好好的护人照顾别人，因果不会少你的。 Cause and effect is not going to, you know, it will be very fair to you. Today you love this person, the person may not love you back, never mind. But if you continue, you love 1,000 people, you love the whole world, then definitely because of these beautiful qualities you have, your life will be very different. You see, there will be certain percentage of people who never appreciate your goodness. It's in life, there's always like that. 总会有一些人是不会感受到我们的善心和美好的。永远有的，你对人家再好再好，也会有人家不会感受到你的好的。可是你是不是要因为他而失去你的美德？Are you going to say, well, this person, I take care, I do all the good. This person not pay back me correctly and you know, not regarding me well. So from now onwards, I don't want to love the world. I don't want to take care of the world. So if that happened to you, you are allowing your beautiful qualities to be successfully destroyed by other people. 你让你的生命的美德成功的被人家摧毁了。那只是有 EQ 吗？没有 EQ. I give you another example. Some people, they get an arrow shoot. Oh, the arrow shoot here. 那个箭刺到这里了。Okay. Which one is good? I let you decide. You look at the arrow, you get so angry with the person who shoot you arrow, you chase after the person, you shout, you get angry, and you take the arrow and poke deeper. Is it good?Or is it the wise way? The first thing is quickly take it out, find a way to pull it out, and put medicine. Which is better? Of course it's medicine. This is a simple question to answer. Right? No? But look at our life. How often we find people who get an arrow and poke it deeper. 在我们的生活里面，很多人在受到那个苦的时候呢，是把它插得深一点的。Do you believe that? Yes, plenty of such people.Oh, so many such people. What happened? When you people do bad to you, you get angry. You see? When people do bad to you, your enemy, let's say, is there any enemy who hope for their enemy's happiness? No. Enemies always hope for the suffering of the enemies, right? Yes, they don't hope for your success, they wish for your failure. So now,The enemy never like to see you happy. They like to see you suffer, right? So, and you actually allow yourself to suffer. What are you doing? You are doing what the enemy like to do. Right or not? That is not wise. That is not wise. So, that is like, you see, you already suffered. Let people steal away your things. People say bad about you. Your reputation already get bad. But you really get angry and you destroy your virtues, you destroy your beautiful qualities, then you actually suffer more. That's another story about this man. People say he's bad temper, very bad temper. 他讲他脾气很坏。So one day, this person,His friend, very straightforward talking, came to him. Hey, 我听人家讲你的脾气很坏耶。I heard some people say you're very bad temper. Very, very bad. You know what happened to this person? He got so angry. What? Who says so? Tell me. Very angry. He got scared, got mad. Very angry. What?Why was it so? So what is he doing? What was he doing? He was proving the accusation right.
right? 人家讲你脾气很坏，你就发大脾气。谁讲我脾气坏？你就证明了，你就不需要再讲了。那个人一听到就哦，是啊，他就 is proven immediately proven。你再证明给人家看，人家对你的批评，坏的批评都是对的。有智慧吗？这个是什么？IQ 的问题也有 ，EQ 的问题也是有，因为他一下子他不能想了，他一不爽了，刺激到了不爽，一个stimulated, irritated, he couldn't think straight, so immediately he was doing exactly the bad thing to prove himself. So this is also not wise. So this is a problem of EQ, which affect our IQ performance.So the right thing to do is, we should not, when people want to hurt us, we don't want, we try our best not to get hurt. When I was young, for 1 year, I stayed in a very remote area. Palo, you know, Johor, near Yongping, Palo. I stayed there for 1 year. And one time, the place I stayed, one of the neighbor, they always quarrel, husband and wife always quarrel.The strange thing is this. This wife, when she quarreled with her husband, what she did, you know? She was 捶心肝啊 Boom, 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 like that. Really, really, literally, 真的这样子做。这样子 boom, 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 boom. Wow, very loud. 打自己的心脏，打自己的心肝。我很伤心。Boom, boom, 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 boom. Very, very loud. At that time, I was very puzzled. You know, when I was young.我觉得我们是小孩子，怕的半死。怎么吵架要打自己的呢？吵架怎么打自己 ？I tell you, really, many people they torture themselves when they get angry, when they suffer, whatever. That's why some people they commit suicide just to prove to another one. You know, actually very strange. This is also problem in EQ. Problem in EQ.So now, the Buddhist way is we must cultivate pure love, sincere love. If you love people, not as whether you want to love me well or not, it's okay. If you love me, fine. If you don't love me, fine. But you know, I will be good. My good qualities will not be destroyed. Now, if you shoot the arrow to me, I don't want to put the arrow deeper. Don't do this kind of foolish things. This is no EQ. You already got an arrow.You want to argue, bargain, you should just do the first thing to take it out so that you can survive. But why should you poke it deeper? Many people poke it deeper. So this is a problem with EQ. So in the Buddhist teaching, it is very important we know about what we are doing here and now. 当下我们在做什么 If you can know this idea about now, then...Your EQ will be very good now. You see, in life, we cannot control bad things not to happen to us. It is very difficult. It is very difficult to make the whole world smile to you. Very difficult. So what we want to do is we have to learn how to deal with it. 2006, I remember when I was teaching meditation in Pao, in Burma.One of the students came to tell me, Bhante, today I cannot meditate. I said, why? Yesterday you were meditating well. You gave me a very good report. No, today my 心情, my emotion get upset. And okay, why? I thought something very serious, very bad happened to her. He said, no, because I feel very strange. This person, usually very kind to me, but for yesterday night until today, not smiling to me. I don't know why.Suddenly I look at her, I got shocked. I say, how am I going to teach you meditation? I want to make sure everybody that you meet and you see and you encounter have to smile to you. Wow, it's very difficult to be a meditation teacher, you know. I only can teach you how to guard your mind. But I want to make sure everyone who come into contact with you have to smile to you. This is beyond me. It's not possible. Right or not? So if you want your happiness to come this way,you are going to be very difficult to find happiness. So you can only develop your happiness
whatever you encounter, whatever you face, you will be happy. So this kind of EQ you must develop. So now, how people want to regard us, that's our vipaka, that's our result of our karma. You know, or sometimes we don't know, there are many, many reasons people will regard us well or bad. But now, this moment, I am the one who decides how I want to look at this, how I want to respond to it. You want to worry about bad things, or you want to solve bad things? There's one very wise person, Shanti Vedeva, he said, there are only two types of problems in the world. Problems that you can solve, and problems that you cannot solve. If you can solve, why worry? If you already can solve this problem, why you worry? You should not have tension. No? Now, modern days, a lot of people have tension. But if you think about it, you have 压力. 压力就是什么? 你能够解决的,你去烦恼也没有用. What you can solve, you solve it. Don't go and worry about it. Then another type of problem is you cannot solve. Certain problems you really cannot solve. Like earthquake, you know. Earthquake is going to happen, what can you do? The volcano erupt, what can you do? You know, you cannot, you know, the thunder want to make noise, you know, what can you do? You cannot, you don't worry about that. If you want to worry, sit down there and worry, you know, we cannot. So what you cannot solve, don't worry. What you can solve, don't worry, solve it. What you cannot solve, don't worry. Worry never help you to make things better. This is also EQ. 能解决的问题不要去烦恼。 不能解决的问题,烦恼也不能帮你解决,对吧? So if you can live like that, I can assure you, you cannot have tension. Tension cannot come to your life. No, I'm very sure. Physical tension, yes. If you don't have enough sleep, you overwork, you know, then you have physical tension because not enough sleep. Like now our sisters, sometimes they have a lot of tension, they cannot sleep. Oh, now they didn't sleep enough. So don't worry, no problem. Bhante not upset about that, no problem. Sometimes it is intelligent, you know. Sometimes when you're weak, you lean on each other, you know. That's what friendship is all about. You know, if you need a shoulder, I lend you a shoulder to lean. That's how friendship is all about. So it is okay, no problem, you know. As long as you listen to Dharma, make sure you get it. You don't get it next time, your EQ very low. Then you fall in love, and then one day your boy dumb you, and you cry and cry and cry, and come to the Bhante to help you. I don't know. So like that. So the most important thing is in life, you hear it now, because here is a new cause. 现在我们所做的是新的因, this is a new cause. So if you are doing it well, you regard it well, you do it well, then life can change because of the present cause is different. 现在的因,我已经注入新的好的因,你的生命就会改变. This is a wise thing to do. So, before I end, and before I ask question, I just want to say one last thing about EQ. There are a lot of things to tell about EQ, a lot. But I just remember one thing. If you can forget all others, remember one thing. Whatever we do, action or inaction, make sure you respond to situation and make things better and not worse. This is a very important principle for EQ. This is wisdom. This wisdom will be a support for our EQ. Whatever you do, action or inaction, make sure you make things better and not worse. 一动一静之中, 让一切变得更好而不是更糟。 Simple wisdom, I can tell, but not many people can apply. I have been talking day in, day out, year in, year out. I tell you, not many people can really apply. When problem happens, then they forget. Don't forget, remember this. Whatever, in any situation in life, always tell yourself, now, I'm already here. Where you are already there. It doesn't matter anymore. It is in what direction we are moving, that is important. Where we are is not so important. In what direction we are moving. Because where you are already there. What can you do? It's irrelevant. 没有相关了. 你在这里你就已经在这里了，好也就好，不好也就不好。 What can you do? 可是走向哪里，那个是你可以决定的，你不要去走去错的路，你要走对的路。 Learn this. If you learn this, I'm sure you have a lot of good EQ. Then you can give yourself a chance to live in the way that your wisdom can function. Okay? There's a lot more to tell, but I think it's enough for you. Because until you see the situation, one day you get the trouble of problem or EQ, then you will come back and remember, hopefully you will remember this talk. You know? But before you come to it, when we were young, we don't think so much. Those days during my time also like that. Most people like that. But one day you will face life. Now the best time you are living in ivory tower. You know? Now you're so nice, life is nice, 在象牙塔里面生活。You don't have to worry about food, don't have to worry about career, everything. You know, you just do your study only. This is the best time, happiest time you can have. But once you have responsibility, that's the problem come. Even when you become a monk or nun, yes, we have difficulty. But the problem, the difference is that we have a lot of ability to deal with them. That's the difference. We don't suffer. We don't suffer easily. No, not easily suffer. So we then deal with a lot of difficulties, but we are very confident how to deal with them. We have the Buddha's teaching to help us. So if you can learn this as early as possible in your younger days, that will be very good for you. Really, no? One day you will encounter career problem, boss problem, your workers problem, your family situation, and later you have another family to worry about, you know, your family, your partner's family, things like that. If you become a monk and nuns, also you have a lot of things you have to overcome. Yes. So learn this important thing in life. This is very precious wealth that you can have when you are young. Okay? Any questions about EQ? Okay.
No. Just two questions.
Okay.
Oh, you for asking that. First question is, just now you say about the girl's one, what's the ending of the story?
She left in tears. Not solving. Because she insists on getting the fruit first before she wants to fertilize the tree. Or do anything. Actually, very pitiful. Very pitiful. So, not every case people can help. Not every case people can help. So, if a person stubborn and insists, then no wisdom can help.
The second question is, after you face your problem, is you can choose the positive and negative way. When you say positive, what are the examples then? What are the examples?
For example, taking this girl's example, no? If she understands she wants to be loved, you know, she can say, well, if that's the case, yeah, she realized if I keep crying, you know, and acting in a crazy manner, then, you know, even this monk is telling me, you know, all men will run away, you know, even a good man also will run away. So if she is wisest, she will become a nun. If she is not wisest, no, she will say, well, never mind. At least if she still wants to live the family life and loving life, she will make herself lovely. You know, she will make herself lovely. You don't win people's heart by doing ugly work and doing work that behaving in a way that make people get disgusted with you, right? You have to make people love you. No? You have to make yourself lovely. So this is the right thing to do, positive thing to do. So she could have done well and then could give people hope, you know, that she will be good, but she didn't. So that is a pitiful. Yes, that's a pity. Actually, in any situation, we just ask ourselves, how many options I have? 我有所多少个选项? I have option 1, option 2, option 3, option 4, option 5. So maybe one of the options is not taking any action. Just wait and see. It can be also one option. You see? So you measure the benefit and the cost. 它这个利益和它的代价, the benefit and the cost of every option. And then you ask yourself, which options I can pay the price? Sometimes you can have very good options, 很多很好的选项, but you are not able to pay the price. So it is also not for you. The option is good, but not for you, because you cannot afford, you cannot pay it. You know, you want to buy a car, which car is best? Oh, this is the best car, Ferrari. You know, but you cannot afford to pay it. That's not your option. You have to think about the option that you can comfortably pay the bill similarly. So if after you have considered everything, pros and cons, then you make a decision. This is the wise way. But the unwise way is that they don't think. Then another thing is during the meeting in the organization, very often we find people criticizing other people's ideas. No, your ideas is wrong. This is wrong. This is no good. But they don't come up with alternative. So in our organization, different. We have in our constitution a rule of decision making. We have 16 rules of decision making. One of the rules of decision making is alternative thinking. If you cannot provide alternative, you're not supposed to simply criticize. You can say, well, usually if I don't have option, but I know this is not so good, how am I going to say? I say, my friend, now, I have no answer. I have no better answer. Let's look for an answer together. But I think this is not perfect enough because there's a side effect. But I don't get a better answer. Let's look for the answer together. So it will be friendly. See, we'll love each other. We will not. I'm not speaking it with a high profile manner. But the problem is people suppress other. No, your idea is no. So if they are saying in that very exertive manner, usually I will ask them, what is your alternative? You say this is no good. Come up with a better alternative. Now, usually, if they cannot come up with a better alternative, you have no right to criticize others. You can just say, well, maybe this is not so good. I see something defect. So let's work it out. Okay, then it will be friendship. But if you simply just criticize in a high profile manner and you don't have a better option, you have no right. So we have a rule like that. So in our organization, such problem won't happen. Such meeting won't happen. We make sure such behavior is ruled out in our meeting. So everyone know, because they learn about Dharma leadership before they take the post. Nobody can take a post without learning Dharma leadership. We teach them how to make decisions. So this is, they are unwise, isn't it? You just criticize, but you cannot give better alternatives. So this is also very important things we do. So in life, you cannot say, I'm not happy with this. You just say, what is ahead? What is it? What choice do I have? Now, if she changed her character, let's say, even if she might not be able to get back the boy, but if she is wise and wisen up and behave well and live well, I'm sure she might find a better boyfriend. You know? But not listening like that, I tell you, no hope. No hope. You see? No hope. Yes, it is good. Attachment is the answer. Actually, a lot of things to tell about emotion, about EQ. Attachment is one. Because like you have a pema, love, you know. Instead of having metta, no attachment, love, loving kindness, you develop pema. So because of that attachment, you get upset, you get disappointed, you get disheartened. So what to do? Okay. Look at it this way. There are many types of attachment. Father and mother to the children. This is one type of attachment. Man and woman is most difficult one. This attachment is most difficult because it's supposed to be a bit selfish and possessive and a bit narrow. Okay? But still you can look at it wisely. You know? Yes, you might still have, you know, it's difficult. I cannot tell you to fall in love, teach you how to not to get hurt at all when you fall in love, like an arahant. If you're an arahant, you won't fall in love in that way. you know. But still you can reduce the suffering and be slightly hao-ming and not so ku-ming. You know, ku-ming is that they do stupid things, you see. They just hurt each other, you know. Like sometimes they do the go-xue-ji, you know, go-xue-ji. You know the film, the movies, the film stars, you know. Sometimes they are like to, you know, they marry and divorce and they make a big thing and get all the journalists, you know, reporters and tell everything. You know, it's very strange, you know. Go-xue-ji, Chinese say go-xue-ji, you know. They just shame each other. So this is unwise. So they can reduce that. Maybe they, if both understand they attach to each other, they are not able to behave like Bodhisattva. The best is like Bodhisattva. Okay? Yeah, okay, you really want my wife? Okay, take, you know, the Bodhisattva can do like that. Bodhisattva can do like that, you know. Okay, you love my wife, okay, you like, okay, out of the, you want happiness, if my wife can give you happiness, okay, you take, you know, I go and ordain in Himalaya. You know, Bodhisattva can do like that, you know, no problem. Okay, why you want my wife, I go and become a monk. So, we are not asking you to behave like Bodhisattva yet, you know. You know, this, it may not be so practical. So, if you understand, at least, okay, you know each other, you attach to each other. You don't need to do a lot of stupid things to hurt each other, you know, to harm each other. You can talk about it, you know. Okay, now, this problem is, you know, because of attachment, jealousy also because of attachment. But does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. It's not true. And talk it out and be sensible. Then at least can reduce. But attachment, as long as you have attachment, you are going to suffer some degree. Certain degree of suffering, you cannot avoid. You cannot avoid. You will suffer. But you can suffer less, lah. You do Hushiji, it's shameful. You see, you know, they say very bad things about each other, you see. Even very private things, they say bad about each other. Just one day, from love, it turned into hatred. Very dangerous. You know, very dangerous. Especially women, be careful. Really, really. Men usually more cool, I think. But some men also act like women now, without a say. You know, but usually men slightly more cool. But women sometimes when they're emotional, they can love very deeply. But when they hate, their knife will come out. You know, they can do all sorts of things. And they kill themselves, they kill each other. So, not necessary. Eventually, a relationship is for you. You know, you want some happiness out of it. So why must you create a lot of suffering things, you know? And if the person, let's say the person finds Xiao San. Okay, now the problem about Xiao San, ma, you know? Xiao San mistress lah, you know. Mistress, whatever. You know? So if this person is not loyal to you, that means this person is not a good partner. So for what is, if he is not a good partner, then it's not worth your time and effort to keep thinking too much about him. Simple enough. But the strange thing is that many women, when they, like the ego get hurt. No attachment. So even though the person already hurt you and not no longer give you happiness, you should let the person go. But you cannot, you want to kill the person and kill the Xiao San and whatever. You know? Very strange. Then a lot of suffering happens. If this person no longer produces happiness to you and not loyal and not faithful, okay, go. You can go. You know, it's, in the ancient word they say, 我瞎了眼睛看错人现在我看对人了我就 you should be very happy. Suddenly I wake up and there's no long, you know, it's just that you sleep with the snake. Suddenly you wake up, this is a snake. You should be happy for discovering that this is a snake and let go quickly. You see or not? But you don't need to hate a snake for a snake, you know, for being a snake. You see, I want to kill the snake because you are a snake. He is a snake just because you are colored away, you know, or because I listen to sweet talks, you know, 甜言蜜, then you miss it like that only. So I think it's not worth doing all the bad things and destroying our good character, our virtues, our beauty, just for the sake of the ugliness of others. Because you are ugly, I have to act ugly. I think this is stupid. I think if other people act ugly to me, never mind. I won't follow your way. I will not destroy my virtues and my good qualities for you. If you maintain your good qualities, life will always be good to you again. You
mean, this day you find a snake, but next time you might find a baima, you know. No, no. Chinese say white horse is a good boy, lah, you know. So, but anyway, the best is throw away all this attachment. I tell you, be a nun, be a monk is better. You see, people like us, we don't need to suffer jealousy. Don't care. Who wants to suffer, suffer, lor. You want to fall in love with who? You fall in love, who cares? We don't suffer. We love everybody. We have lots of love inside. Lots of love. Lots of love, I can tell you. Lots of love. But we don't need to suffer for love, for loving and for being loved. You know or not? Sometimes being loved also suffer. The day I was giving talks in Bubs, you know, Banda Utama Buddhist Society. Yeah, I say, yes. Do any of you suffer because of loving others? Oh, quite a number of honest people put up your hands. I suffer because of loving others. I say, do any of you suffer because of being loved by others? Oh, some also put up their hands. Yes, because if some people who possess you so badly, your life is, once you fall in love, you lose your freedom. Completely no freedom. Be a monk is free. Monks and nuns is very free. Really. Really, come and try. No, no, ehi pasiko. I'm not saying that you have to believe in me. Come and try. Ehi pasiko. I'm sure you, once you get a taste of it, you'll enjoy monk life. No, monk life, nun life. Very beautiful. You see, I'm happy every day. I'm very happy every day. So, try, huh? Just yesterday, we have a couple in Dharma Earth ordained. Now they're supposed to ordain for life, permanently. Liang Fu Qi. Liang Fu Qi. Chu Cha. How nice. Yesterday. Yes, now it's there. You can go, you can see both of them. Very good. Husband and wife. How nice. Because this is happiness. Two will walk the spiritual path together. Actually, you see, men and women can be very beautiful, very good, very kind. But sometimes because of attachment, sometimes all the ugly side comes out. Very strange and very beautiful. So sometimes I find it's not worth, you know, having to do all these things. Really. Okay, yeah? Okay, recite after me. We do making aspiration and sharing of merit. Idang me punyang. Asawakaya Wahang Hotu Idang Me Punyang Nibbana Sa Pachaya Hotu Mama Punya Bhagam Sabha Satanam Bhajemi Te Sabhe Me sama punya baga labantu sadu sadu sadu.